Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. I hope you stick around. We got a big show for you this week. My first guest, a friend of many, many years, Pat Boone, will be joining us on the show. We lost the grand lady of country music, Loretta Lynn, last week, and we're going to play our last interview that we did with Loretta as a tribute to that major talent. And then Steve Gerber will be here. He is the vice president and executive director of Fire Safety Research. We're going to talk about fire safety. Next hour, Jeff Sotzik, the president of Johnny Carson Productions and Johnny's nephew. We're going to celebrate the 60th anniversary because last October 1st, last week, marked 60 years since the time that Johnny Carson took over The Tonight Show. A.J. Rice has a book called The Walking Dead for Republicans and Democrats. Makes no difference. NFL great Obi Muhaley and Kathy Emery. All this week.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
And we are back live nationwide and all around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And you're listening to a gentleman that I have known for over 50 years. He is a legend in the music business, as an actor, as an author. He does it all. And he's even let me, a couple of times, be his opening act as a singer. And that, my friends, is a sign of a friend when one male singer allows another male singer to open the show for him. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Boone. Hi, Pat. How you doing, my friend? Good to have you here.
Well, fine. I appreciate an introduction like that. I keep looking around. Who's he talking about? Oh, it's me.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that when you tell the truth, and you know this better than anyone, it's easy to keep on saying what you're saying because it's true. And in all the introductions that I've had with you, everything is true. Plus, I did it just the way you wrote it to me, so that's a little
you follow the script very well.
Yeah. Now, Pat, this song that you wrote, Can't We Get Along, is a great song. It's a very beautiful song. You wrote it, but you don't sing it. There's a very lovely vocalist that you have singing it. Can you tell us the backstory about this? When did you write it?
It was 30 years ago, Ron,
wow.
1991, when the L.A. riots broke out, and it looked like we had been bombed by a foreign enemy. You know, the smokestacks.
Yeah.
they're rising all over South Central LA and really spreading across the county. And it was because a fellow had been beaten up named Rodney King by the police. And yes, he was resisting arrest. He was high, no question about it. But he didn't deserve what happened to him in the beating. But he recovered. He survived, and as he came out to meet the press for the first time after the riots had begun and torn the city apart, instead of saying something inflammatory, he in a broken voice, he said, "Can't we get along? Can't we work? Can't we be friends?" And I cried then, Ron, at that, because I thought, wow, this is profound, this man's response to what he's been through. It's just say, "Can't we make it? Can't we get along?" And I wrote the song then, but I didn't have any way to market it right then. I wasn't on a label. I didn't have a record company to help me with it. So I did sing it in live performance with some black choruses around L.A., and then it just lay around for 30 years until these riots began to tear our country apart. And I realized the song really could be an anthem for where we are. And I got Jimmy Nichols in Nashville to write this great arrangement, and Wendy Moten, a gospel singer, and a black chorus. And then a guy named Tom Roach did this incredible video with it. And, you know, we're up to over 2.5 million views now.
Oh, that's great.
And it's growing. It's spreading because I'm doing interviews like I am now with you, but with WGN in Chicago and WINS in New York, and all these other stations that have been torn. And people are looking for some kind of answer, some kind of hope, some kind of path to recovery. Well, can't we work it out? And that's the question. But then we show the answers in the video.
Yeah, the video is sensational. Obviously, we can't do that on radio, but we want everybody to go look at the video. But it has done very, very well. And, you know, Pat, you and I have had this conversation before. You really broke the ground in a lot of cases when it came to bringing a variety of guests on your television show.
That was ABC with the third network. It didn't have as many built-in followers as NBC or CBS.
Right, I remember that.
But we had the number one show sometimes in the ratings, and part of it, a big part, was because we had, of the guests that I had. I was the youngest guy ever to have his own musical variety show at 21, 22 years old, 23. I was still in college at Columbia University, but I was singing with Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Sammy Davis, Johnny Mathis, the Mills Brothers, and on and on. And, of course, Little Richard and Fats would come on. And I was just thrilled with it, and the audience loved it, too. But Chevrolet was having trouble with their dealers in the South.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but it was, you know, this was mid and late 50s,
yeah.
So it was the reality.
You know, I remember when Plymouth was sponsoring, I think, the Petula Clark show, and one scene was that she grabbed the hand of Harry Belafonte and they canceled. Of course, you know how I feel about you. I've been appreciative that you let me be opening act for you a couple of times back in the 1840s when we were doing...
Who's counting?
You do something that a lot of entertainers, especially singers, are not so much today, but back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s have done, and that is you have opinions of what you feel that sometimes, and Elvis Presley falls into this category, never wanted to say anything, you know, that might have been political or maybe anti-establishment because he was afraid of losing an audience. You didn't have that insecurity. Never
No. I felt confident in the basic, you know, goodness and goodwill of the American people, and people would nod and say, "Yeah, I think so. I agree with that."
Yeah, and you've done a heck of a job, and it certainly hasn't affected the record sales. Ladies and gentlemen, over 45 million records sold, 13 gold singles, 2 gold albums, platinum album, and 15 major motion pictures. Not one, not two, count them, 3 Hollywood Walk of Fame stars. And you still do the 50s show on Channel 5?
I do, yeah. We're in reruns now because the production has been shut down, just like in so many other ways. But we had well over a year of shows that I had done. So we're going back and playing some of what we think are the best of the shows until we can get back in the studio, which we think is going to happen pretty quickly. And I'm on the show itself. I record it once a week, but it's on about eight times. And we've really built a very nice following.
Yeah, you have.
And I don't want to stop it because I wallow in the music of the 50s, but I want to, because I, as you may know, I had 41 chart records in
yep.
the 50s.
Yep. You know, one thing about reruns in a show like that, it doesn't affect the content.
You know,
because everybody wants to hear the songs over and over and over again.
Yeah, a bunch of music that we didn't think would last.
Yeah.
But, boy, were we wrong. I mean, it just won't go away.
There's been a rumor out there for many, many years when people would say, what did Little Richard think when Pat Boone sang these songs and, you know, kind of homogenized it a little bit because he was screaming and you were doing it in this eloquent voice. And I asked him one time, he says, heck no, I loved it. We were selling a ton of records when Pat, Pat sang
these songs. Yeah, he told me, I have the audio tape of him being asked on a black station, how did you feel when Pat Boone did your song Tutti Frutti? He said, I was still washing dishes in a bus station in Macon, Georgia, because my record was getting played, but I wasn't making no money. But he said, when I heard Pat Boone did my song, I threw the towel down and walked out of there because I was going to make some money now.
That's such a true story. How's Shadow doing, your little dog? Understand that tonight?
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
He's not up yet. He's doing great. He and me and my shadow.
If I didn't want to promote the song, Can't We Get Along, I was going to actually use that to come in on the show as me and my shadow.
Well, I didn't want you to wake him up because he'd be here barking and wanting to get out and wondering who I'm talking to. And he's a natural guard dog. So if he thinks that somebody's invading the premises, it's very hard to shut him up. Right. I bought one of those anti-bark things. But it doesn't seem to faze him.
That's a compliment. It's like when somebody does an imitation of you. That's a compliment if your dog protects you. I try to get my wife to protect me. No, forget it. Forget it. This doesn't work that way, you know. Pat, we're going to pause for just a second. We're talking to Pat Boone, of course, an entertainment icon and a friend of ours for many years. And we're discussing his song that he wrote called Can't We Get Along? Very appropriate for these times, sung by Wendy Moten. Pat wrote it and produced it. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Can't we get along? If I offer you my hand, would you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose. Can't we get along? Can't we all get along?
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with another segment with my friend Pat Boone. We're talking about a song, Can't We Get Along, that he wrote for Wendy Moten. And you know, Pat, you have mentioned the fact that this project is probably the most exciting project out of so many things that you've done as far as songwriting is concerned since you wrote the words and music to Exodus.
I was just going to say, it to me ranks with that. Because, yeah, songs like Everybody's Gonna Have Religion and Lord, Wonderful Time Up There.
Yeah, I love that song.
Gospel songs or Ain't That a Shame or Friendly Persuasion, Speedy Gonzales, those things are great career milestones, but they don't rank as something that really has helped change people's attitude. The Exodus does because it supports Israel and reminds people that God's hand is on that nation, and in fact, we Christians are adopted into the family of God's chosen people. That's never changed. You know, there's a revelation that I've had that maybe a lot of people still need to have, and that is the whole Bible. We made a mistake by dividing it into Old and New Testaments, because call the Old Testament the Jewish part. The New Testament is the Christian or Gentile part. No, the whole thing from beginning to end, every word was written by Jews, about Jews, for Jews, all centering in little Israel about a Messiah who would come to be a Savior to the world from Israel. I mean, we Christians, if we're really good Christians, are really just adopted Jews.
You know, I'm amazed at your knowledge about this. I always have been, and I know it's very close to your heart. I think a lot of the problems today, Pat, in fact, I think all of the problems today stem from the fact that nobody reads what happened in history.
Right.
And your solid foundation in religion certainly perpetuates your feelings today and how you act today because you know those books.
Well, I do, and I know that God, who created us, is the manufacturer. He knows how we're supposed to work. And if your watch, if you have a really nice watch and it stops running, if you can, you'll send it back to the manufacturer and say, "Hey, please fix this." And the Bible is the manufacturer's handbook, the instruction manual on how people created in God's image are supposed to act and live and do well.
I could sit down and talk to you for hours. You know that? Because you are, and I've said this before, and I'm not just blowing smoke in your ears because you're our guest and my friend and you've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you are a man that changes. And that, I think, has been the secret to being, if I may say, 86 years old and still on top of the game and still relevant in this business. Because you change with the times. First of all, you know, made it tough on me as a kid because I couldn't keep those doggone white bucks clean. Jeez, I tried everything possible. I go outside.
You got that little bag of white powder.
I got that powder. I had it on my face. I had it everything. You know, it was unbelievable. Go from being a teen idol, graduating into the teens getting older,
mm-hmm.
going to the movies. You are active in what's pertinent in the country at a specific time. You're an actor. You do great television commercials. I wish I had something to sell because I would.
Well, can I tell you something, Ron, that I don't think I've made you aware of, and I need to send you some samples. I have recorded more songs. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. We've done the research. Frank Sinatra recorded some 1,500 songs, and all classics. Bing Crosby, my idol, recorded some 2,000. I have recorded over 2,300 cut across all genres.
Yeah.
country, gospel, pop, hard rock, heavy metal, jazz, a cappella, two albums of a cappella singing. I don't like to think that this all music, most of it, albums, not singles. Therefore, if you didn't buy the album, you don't know anything about my recordings of, for instance, Flowers on the Wall, the Statler Brothers, or You've Lost That Love and Feeling. I do both their parts of that song, and it's a really terrific record. Well, I have created something called Pat Boone's Kaleidoscope. You know what a kaleidoscope
sure,
is?
Sure, absolutely.
But this is a musical kaleidoscope, and there's a network that goes around the world called BNR out of Virginia, and we're doing a show for an hour from a gospel song to a rock and roll song to a country song to a patriotic song to a novelty, and you never know what's coming next. Of course, it's all my voice,
yeah,
but with different arrangements, different sounds. From Stagger Lee to Ave Maria.
Oh, wow.
It is an incredible variety potpourri, and that's why I call it Kaleidoscope. I'm going to send it to you so you'll have an hour or two of just the incredible variety, and you mentioned it, that the ability to just get into, slide into a kind of music and adopt it and sing it and enjoy it, and then out of that into something else. Totally different, I think unique. Bing Crosby never did it. He hated rock and roll.
Right.
Frank Sinatra hated rock and roll. None of them did country.
Right.
None of them did any heavy metal. Or now, of course, they would do a variety of types of music, but nothing, not the whole songbook.
See, as a singer myself, my wife knows this, but she still gives me a hard time with this. She says, how can you sing a song that is a ballad, let's say like one of your songs, you know, mm-hmm. Love Letters in the Sand, and then mm-hmm. sing Runaway by Del Shannon.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the variety, because even if you listen to anyone, all those people that you mentioned, every single one of them, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones, they're in a specific arena, and they stay in that arena. And I think that somebody like yourself has to show the public that you can do all of those things. I remember when you were doing Earth, Wind, and Fire. On a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. The Jay Leno show at the MGM Grand. I was in the audience, you know.
Yeah, and so, then I've recorded with James Brown.
Right.
Got a brand new bag.
Yeah, I love it.
With the artist. Yeah. Their songs with him. Now, of course, these are black artists, giants. And if they thought that Pat Boone was taking from fellow black artists back when I recorded Tutti Frutti or Ain't That a Shame, or they would not want to record with me now.
Right, that's exactly.
But they know that I was furthering their music, not played on pop radio, and it wasn't going to.
Until a mainstream singer like you sang it. See, when you commented on the fact that you were wondering who I was introducing in the beginning of this interview, who are you talking about? Everything that you just said is the reason why all those things I said were true. So please keep that in mind.
Well, I have been too eclectic for my own good. My wife used to say, Pat, people wonder, who are you?
Keep them guessing.
All those things.
You know, she came from a musical family, ladies and
very
gentlemen.
Very much so,
her
yeah.
father is Red Foley, great country sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Well, Pat, I don't have to tell you this. You know this. You are welcome here.
Please do.
Hey, Ron, I want to come on the air and talk. Let's just do it. But again, it's Can't We Get Along, sung by Wendy Moulton, written by, of course, our dear friend Pat Boone. The video is out right now. Check them out on Sirius XM's 50s on 5 channel. I'm looking forward to having you back.
Well, I'll send you a copy, at least one of those kaleidoscope shows, and I know you'll enjoy it more than most, because you won't be surprised.
Well, you have sent me CDs in the past. I have them here in the studio,
yeah.
So I really appreciate you doing that, and you will come back.
Okay, yep, you know where I live.
Can't get away, as they say.
That's right, okay. I'm not going anywhere.
I hope not.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Boone has been our guest. Geez, I love when he's on the show. He's such a nice man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree on Friday that establishes a new operator for the ExxonMobil Corp.-led Sakhalin 1 oil and gas project in Russia's Far East. Putin's move, affecting Exxon's largest investment in Russia, mimics a strategy he used to seize control of other energy properties in his country. A U.S. Navy reconnaissance aircraft flew near the site of the ruptured Nord Stream 2 pipeline in the Baltic Sea hours after the first damage emerged. A flight, the Washington said, was routine. Seismologists registered explosions in the area, and police in several countries have launched investigations. Cables vital for the rail networks were intentionally cut in two places, causing a near three-hour halt to all rail traffic in northern Germany on Saturday morning in what authorities called an act of sabotage without identifying who might be responsible. Federal police are investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last week, October 4th, we lost the queen of country music, Loretta Lynn. She was a guest on our show many times. Today, we are going to re-air the last interview we did with Loretta as a tribute to this grand talent and lady.
I fall
we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And there's only two people who can sing that song. One of them is Patsy Cline, who made it a hit. And the other one is our guest. She is to country music what Elvis was to rock and roll, Sinatra was to pop. Joining us right now is legendary Loretta Lynn. Hi, Loretta. Welcome to the show.
Hello. And it's really nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great having you here, and after 30 years of doing the show, to say that we've got you here a few times, and I love that. You must like it here.
Yes.
I meant what I said when I said that only two people could sing that song, you and your dear friend Patsy Cline, who everybody loved as everybody loves you. But we're going to talk about this new book you have called Writing My Feelings. I found it rather interesting that you'd rather write than singing out on a crowd. I'm glad that you do both.
Well, I try to do both, but I would. I love to write because it seems to me like I write about myself all the time. That way it takes a lot off of me. If I've got something on my mind, it helps.
Now, was it therapeutic? Was it hard to write this? Because I sense by reading it that the memories that you had and shared with Patsy Cline were so much a part of this, and it's very emotional. I mean, I was getting emotional just reading it.
Well, her and I had such a good time together that we'd look at each other and laugh 1 minute and talk. We'd talk about something that was sad, and then we'd both be crying. So we were two bad girls.
Well, there's nothing bad about that, Loretta. You know, here's the thing that I really appreciated. Now, you did everything together. You raised your children together. You did everything humanly possible together. Yet, you were so much connected with music and the art. A lot of times people new in the business doesn't want to share anything about themselves because they're worried about the competition. But you and Patsy were not like that, were you?
No. There's no competition. It's whatever they make it. It's however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if competition's great, let them get it. I mean, more power to them.
Yeah.
But the trouble of it is, they don't work for it.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And that's the problem when fame comes to somebody so very, very young. Let's start in the beginning, okay? Didn't know that you were named after Loretta Young. You were delivered by a midwife who was 80 years old at the time and blind.
Yes.
Oh, man. And, of course, born in a two-room log cabin. When you first got started in the business, husband at Doolittle said, let's go out and make some records. And the touring of that brings back the good old days of promoting a record. You went town to town delivering records to disc jockeys, did you not?
That's right. I really worked hard at it, but I would have never made it unless I had done this.
Yeah. Loretta, they can't do that today. They can't make the stars like yourself and Elvis and Sinatra and all those people we mentioned earlier because radio stations don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, it's not the radio stations, it's the person. You know, if you want to just sit down and say, hey, I've got a record out here and I'm a star and I'm going to be a star, it ain't going to make it.
No. You tell a great story. I love this story because being an old disc jockey, boy, I tell you, I remember this very well. You walked into a radio station to promote the record and you found the record in the garbage can. Tell us that story because I think that's a great story.
Well, I went in and asked him if he got my record. It was around here someplace and they didn't want to play it. Blah, blah, blah. It was just like everybody else, just like every radio station. And I just looked down and in the garbage can laid the Zero record. And I picked it up and I said, so you got it and played it? And I said, well, what's it doing in the garbage can?
Yeah, that's the way it was, boy. Come a long way from those days. She won the CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year Awards in 1967, 72, 73. In 1976, released her first best-selling autobiography, which was later made into a movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. 1972, named the CMA Entertainer of the Year, the first time in the history chosen for a woman, and inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1988, and three books to her name. Tell us more about Writing My Feelings. I find that a fascinating book.
Oh, the one of me and Patsy?
Yes, you and Patsy.
Well, it wasn't hard for me. I just close my eyes and think back. And I can hear her talk and hear myself talk. And it was just like she was here with me and we were doing all this now.
You named one of your twins after her, did you not?
Yeah, Patsy.
Patsy.
My daughter that helped me write the book.
Uh-huh. Where did you learn of the plane crash, Loretta?
Oh, my God. I don't even like to think about it.
I know. You don't have to.
I was in bed, and it was on a Sunday morning, and, you know, I was to go with her that time.
Really?
She was going to take me, and she was giving me $50 to go with her. And the little black folk in Memphis called and said they would like to have me come down and sing on Saturday night. And I told Patsy, I said, Patsy, if I go to Memphis, they'll play my record, letting everybody know I'm going to be singing at the Little Black Book, and I'll get more publicity out of that than I will, you know, if I just went with you. So I'm going to go to the Little Black Book.
Yeah.
Or I'd have been with Patsy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, that's a frightening thought. You've written over 150 songs. And, you know, 79 charted records, including 52 top tens and 16 number ones. Boy, that is unbelievable. Did you ever think, as a young girl growing up, and you had it tough, there's no question about it, coal miner's daughter really profiles how tough you had it. Did you ever think that you would reach the stars as you have?
Honey, we had our radio, Philco radio, and we'd save the batteries till Saturday night to listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And I always listened to Ernest Tubb and Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe and all these big artists, you know. Never dreamed that I would ever be singing with them.
Yeah. You know, we've interviewed your sister, Crystal Gayle, many times. And the last time she was bragging about her new CD, which she had every right to brag about. And she was so excited because the first time ever you two did a duet on that CD.
Yeah, we sang a little bit that day.
She was just ecstatic about it.
Well, goodness gracious.
See, you found out something that she didn't tell you, right?
That's right, because I've been singing with her since she was a baby, and I'm much older.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time at the museum.
I do.
Yeah. I was watching a story a few months back saying that you go there and you talk to the people, and you're very accessible, you sing some...
Oh, do I go over there and sign autographs?
Yeah, that's...
People come through, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever retire, Loretta?
Why?
May I tell everybody how old you turned on April 14th, or is that our secret?
Oh, right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Loretta Lynn, who sounds terrific, sings like an angel, writes great songs and books, turned 90 years old this past April 14th. I think that's sensational.
Thank you. I was born in 1932.
According to my calculation, that's 90. Yes.
Is it?
If you want to cheat a little bit, Loretta, you can.
No, there ain't no use cheating. I don't care.
I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book about Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn is called Writing My Feelings. Get it now. It is a great book. And, of course, the recording that we played is the version of I Fall to Pieces, which, like I said in the introduction, only two people could sing it. Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Hey, Loretta, this has been a real treat for me. I got to tell you the truth.
Well, me too, honey.
And I hope one day that you come back and join us, and I'd love to come visit you at the museum. How would that
Well, come on down.
I would love to do that. I really do.
Well, come on. We'll go into the museum, and we'll have us a cup of coffee and piece of cake or whatever, and I'll bring you over to the house, and we'll do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a singer, and I sing with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s.
Oh, that's great.
So
I'd
maybe
love to hear you.
You and I need to get together, and my goal would be to sit down and have an acoustic session with the great Loretta Lynn.
Well, we'll do it.
Now you made a reason for me to get up in the morning. You know that?
Where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida. It's not that far away. Hop, skip, and a jump.
You need to come up.
I'll get on the plane, and I'll be up there.
All right.
Loretta, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the great hours of entertainment you've given us, and we love you, dear.
Thank you, and I love you too, honey.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you.
The queen of country music, the grand Loretta Lynn, who he lost this past October 4th at 90 years old. We'll miss you, Loretta.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey.
They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Edgy today, and part of our lifestyle segment is one that is very important because fire in a home, in a business, is really difficult to handle. And with everything that's been happening in our country, both on the southwest portion of the state of Florida and out west with the fires, very important time for us to talk to a gentleman who knows what to do in case of a fire. He's a former firefighter with a PhD who has led the extensive research in fire safety engineering, firefighter safety and fire science. He's going to talk about the National Fire Prevention Week and a survey that was taken. Nails what you got to do when it comes to fire safety. Joining us right now is Steve Gerber. Hi, Steve. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Doing great, Ron. Thanks for having me.
I know more people that fear fire more than anything else. And when you see what's been happening on the West Coast, all across the country, it is very frightening. The survey that was done by the Fire Safety Research Institute, what was the survey about, and what did you determine after the survey was taken?
Yeah, so the survey is something that we do annually really to get a gauge on what people think about fire, what they think about the risks, what they think about their safety, and what they think they should do. And what we see year after year is all kinds of misconceptions of people not appreciating how much time they have, importance of closed doors, whether or not they have working smoke alarms, all of the important topics. There's a gap we need to fill.
Well, there's a plethora of things that you suggest, and let's go over a couple of them. One
which I didn't realize. We all know that working smoke alarm is essential. But what is close before you doze? Tell us about that, because I didn't realize this, and I found it extremely interesting.
Yeah, so we've been doing research over the last couple decades, and one of the things that continues to stand out time over time as we burn homes and study how fire spreads, real importance of closed doors during a home fire. So that closed door can stop the spread of toxic gases and heat and be the difference between survival or not in the event of a home fire. So it's that protective barrier we want people to put in place. Doesn't cost a thing, but you can do that at night, and it can buy you valuable time should you have a fire.
When I was a youngster and I was in grade school, they used to have fire drills, and they used to close the windows. And I couldn't understand that, because I'm thinking to myself, there's smoke. Why don't they want the smoke to dissipate outside? But actually, opening a window feeds the fire, does it not?
Yeah, if that window is connected to where the fire is, that fire needs oxygen to burn. That's why it's really important. Another thing the door does is it cuts off the oxygen supply to the fire. Good old fire triangle. It's keeping that oxygen away can make the fire stay small.
Now, here we are embarking on the fourth quarter, and the Christmas trees are going to be going up in a couple of months. This is another time of the year that is very dangerous when it comes to all of the plugs that you plug in, 47 plugs into one socket because you don't have a right electrical outlets, and the heaters that are gas heaters. Tell us a little bit about safety at this time of the year, too, which, of course, safety is important all the time. But this time of year seems to be just a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, we do see fires increase during the winter months. So that's why having Fire Prevention Week in October is so vital to get people thinking in the right direction. So all kinds of things, from having your heating system serviced to make sure that it's functioning properly, to making sure that you keep that Christmas tree in your home for a short amount of time as possible. You want to keep it watered. That way, if it stays watered, there's less chance that it's able to ignite. You want to check those lights, make sure that there's not any damage to them, that it's not going to create an electrical fire. Candles, you want to make sure that people keep candles at least a foot away from anything that can burn, and preferably start using LED candles as opposed to having open flames in your home. There's all kinds of things during the holidays. Cooking. The number one cause of fire in the United States is cooking. So always pay attention to what you're cooking. Make sure someone's in the kitchen while the stove and oven are on to make sure that everybody stays safe.
What are some of the common misconceptions people have about fires? Because I think a lot of people think they can just throw a glass of water on a minor fire or take a towel or something and try to smother it. What are the realities of a common fire that occurs, whether it's inside or outside? It really doesn't make any difference.
The reality is fire is very fast. Everybody thinks you're going to have all the time to gather your family, gather your belongings, throw that glass of water, whatever the case may be. The reality is you got 3 minutes or less from the time the fire starts. So you're going to have a fire that's not survivable. And really, it's the smoke. The way we have synthetics in our homes today, that fire spreads very quickly, produces a lot of thick black smoke, and people don't realize that they're not going to have all kinds of time to just walk or crawl out of their home.
Is the smoke sometimes more the culprit than the actual fire itself from the standpoint of your safety?
It is, because the smoke spreads so much further away from the fire. So you could have a fire in your living room on the sofa, for example, and before the fire is even off of that sofa, the entire house is going to be full of thick black smoke down to the floor. So it's not what people think. That's why it's so important to plan ahead, have an escape plan so people know how to get out of the home.
Steve, they always talk about preparing for this. I mean, they do it in many cases, like down here in Florida where we originate our show. Of course, they were warning us days in advance about the hurricane that was so devastating. And, you know, people, they don't really create a plan to escape. You know, they talk about it. As a little boy, I could remember them saying, plan an escape in your home. I don't know if people really do that. How should they do it, and should they practice it, and how do you get people to really heed that warning?
That's a great question and something that's so vital. I mean, our survey shows that, most people, even if they do have an escape plan, which not everybody does, they don't practice it or they don't take it seriously. It's just kind of going through the motions. So we want people to have an A, B, and C plan. So plan A is you see the fire or the smoke alarm goes off and you can see your exit and you quickly make it to the nearest exit. Plan B is if your primary exit is cut off, let's say you want to go out your front door and you block by smoke. Don't hold your breath. Don't try and go through the smoke. It's not a good idea. It's incredibly toxic. One breath could cause major problems and drop you down. So it's important that plan B is get to a window or get to another way out. And more often than not, what people don't talk about is what if you can't get out? And if you can't get out, you can't get out that window, you're on a second floor and you can't get out, you've got to have a closed door between you and where that fire is. That closed door is going to buy you valuable time to be in a cleaner environment, call 911, let the fire department know exactly where you are, and that's your best chance of survival in that scenario.
Just talking about it frightens you. Steve, where can we go for more information about the survey and hints that people should heed to when planning for an escape out of a building?
Yeah, everything you need to know for escape plans, smoke alarms, and closing doors, we want everybody to go to closeyourdoor.org.
Closeyourdoor.org. This is very important. Our guest is Vice President and Executive Director of UL's Fire Safety Research Institute with a PhD in fire safety, our friend Steve Gerber. Steve, I know that October is Fire Prevention Week, and come back anytime and chat about some of the things we need to know so that we can keep ourselves, our families, and even our fuzzy friends safe during a catastrophic event of fire.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Steve. You know, when it comes to things like fire, people always think it's going to happen to the other person and not them. But it can and it does. So heed this advice. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap for hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour, a gentleman that I have known for a long, long time, and a legend in the music business, Pat Boone. We also hope that you enjoyed the last interview that we had with the grand lady and the queen of country music, our friend Loretta Lynn, who we lost this past week, and Steve Gerber. Next hour, the president of Johnny Carson Productions, Jeff Sotzik, who, by the way, is his nephew. Last October 1st, this past Saturday, was the 60th anniversary of Johnny taking over the Tonight Show. We're going to celebrate that with Jeff. Author A.J. Rice, NFL great Ovi Muhaley, and Catherine Emery as part of the second hour of Ron Segi Today.